Football Conversation on the Score is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL. And one, if this continues on the way it's start the first couple 3 weeks here, Dan, this group won't have to worry about going to the White House. Understand you had you have some strong feelings about not showing up with the 85 Bears now that you've the team has gotten the invitation by President Obama.
Well, it's my own personal choice that I don't choose to go. You know, no family, no kids. How do you go to the White House and you tell your kids, your wife, oh, well, I'm sorry, you're not invited. You know, it doesn't matter for you. Secondly, not a fan of the guy in the White House. And third, hey, it was 25 years ago. Let it go.
Wow, that's something else. Yeah, and again, you know, I understand there was the terrible the destruction of the Challenger and the terrible accident there, and so you didn't get that honor. And you know, he's from Chicago. I guess that's the connect here. But
it's bizarre, isn't it? And you know, here's the other part of it. You know, life's about opportunities and seizing the moment. And you know what? I understand why we didn't go the week after the game, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, because if indeed it was the Challenger that you know, the White House and the Reagan administration was dealing with, I understand it. But there were other months: March, April, May, June. We could have went, and obviously it wasn't a pressing issue for the organization here, and so it just basically just, you know, rolled off our backs. And now 25 years later. To say, oh, yeah, let's put the band back together? Nah, I'm not in.
Okay, Hap, we appreciate your time as always. Again, on the way out, when you look at the overall picture here with this team, a lot of people thought they'd be 1-2 after the first few games. But it's been an uglier 1-2 maybe than you expected.
Well, and you're exactly right. And we saw them crawl out of the wreckage last year after the Jag game because they dropped the arrogance and the pretense, and they realized that, hey, we're not BSing anybody. We better do what we know we can do. And then, you know what, guess what? They got lucky. A lot of teams lost their best player. Who knows? Maybe. Everybody's good players will get hurt. We got a chance to get back in this thing.
We need more third-string quarterbacks.
Cross your legs. Maybe Aaron Rodgers goes down.
Oh, boy.
All right, Hamp. Yeah. He's Dan Hampton, the Hall of Famer.
Thanks, Hamp.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.